Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The tragedy of the little church where a number of people were killed and many injured in Sutherland Springs, Texas, is a tragedy not just for all those affected in the community, but for all of us here in America. We all mourned and have mourned and prayed for these individuals and for our country. Certainly, we pray that God will heal this land and bring renewal to America. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, when this shooting unfolded, I was in Texas at a different church outside of Dallas in the Arlington, Texas area. And as I was making my way back to the airport, we were there for a missions conference and a great missions church, Crossroads Christian Church, and there's a strong ministry there. I was saddened, as all of us were, to hear, and frankly shocked, that somebody would walk into a church, open fire, and kill innocent individuals. What we now have been learning over the past several days since this mass murder is that this individual was an atheist, that he, in fact, began to friend people on his Facebook and people that he knew from even the high school days, and many of them unfriended him because of his continual rhetoric and his pushing of atheism. We don't know all the reasons that he was motivated, but certainly, Matt, this is a tragedy. And, you know, I think in this context in America, what we need is to go back to our roots. Because we have so many different tragedies that have happened. We have this, we have the mass shooting in Las Vegas, we have the terrorist attack in New York, and so much anger by so many people. You know, Jesus will ultimately heal that anger, heal that pain that we see happening here in our country.
Yeah, and you know, the usual suspects jumped on this, tried to politicize it, but this is indicative that this is not a political problem with a political solution. What this shooting represents is a spiritual problem, and the solution is awakening, is another revival here in the United States. And the climate of anti-Christian hatred that continues to build, with many people, you know, responsible for it, on the left particularly, in the mainstream media, it was this climate of anti-Christian hatred in which this atheist, avowed atheist terrorist, engaged in this terrorist attack, killing 26 of our fellow believers, of our brothers and sisters in Christ, who were effectively martyred here, weren't they, Matt?
Yeah, they were, killed in cold blood. You know, the first, within moments after this news broke, you had a couple of Democrats in Congress that used this as a platform to push gun control. You know, the fact of the matter is, when the terrorist in New York used the motor vehicle, the rented van, the rented pickup truck from the for as his weapon to ultimately slaughter people going, 17 blocks, no one calls for banning vehicles. It's not the vehicle, it's not the gun, it's not the knife or whatever instrument someone uses that is the problem. It's the problem of the heart, and we see it in both places. We see a wrong ideology, one in the New York situation motivated by radical Islam, in the other situation apparently motivated by a hatred of God.
That, you know, truly is the answer. It's not a gun control issue, as you said, it's a heart issue. And as we as a culture continue to try to push God out of the schools, out of our society, out of everything, but he is the answer. And we as Christians have that responsibility, number one, to pray, but number two, to share him with others, because that's really the heart of it. That's really the heart of the shooter's needs. He needed the Lord. He needed to know God's mercy and grace. And it's tragic, but I think it's also a continued wake-up call for us that we need to continue to pray and share him.
You know, President Trump, when he was asked during the press conference in Asia, he said, this is not a situation of guns. It is a situation where you actually had another person shot and ultimately apparently fatally wounded the shooter with his own weapon. And thankfully, an astute nearby neighbor took out his rifle. Otherwise, this individual could have gone on and either escaped or gone on to commit more carnage. So, you know, the left media or the leftists that want to push gun control, they don't like the fact that the man was ultimately stopped by another private citizen with a gun. You didn't have time for the police to come and stop the situation. It was a private citizen that ultimately used self-defense and saved perhaps many other people's lives.
Right.
Yeah, yes. So once again, a good guy with a legal gun stopped and halted the killing here, which could have been much worse, being committed by a bad guy with an illegal gun. And it's important to make that point here as well. As Governor Abbott has indicated, this individual, Devin Kelly, this atheist terrorist, was denied a gun permit. He was dishonorably discharged from the Air Force for domestic violence against his wife and his own child. He was denied a permit for a gun. So he had the gun illegally. So no gun control law on the book, no future gun control law that they might try to impose would have changed ultimately the result. It was the hero citizen that stopped more evil from occurring.
Well, you know, if you go back to apparently his high school days, now people who went to high school with him said this guy was weird, in their words, that he was strange, that many of them stopped associating with him because he was an angry individual. He tried to push atheism on them, and he was angry at Christianity for not believing in the way he did. And whether he came after the church because of that or because of his in-laws there, what we do know is that he has had a history of atheism. In fact, one of the people that was interviewed said he's the first atheist that this person had ever met. And at one time, some of these people were friends with him and began to realize this guy was an angry atheist and was wanting to just ridicule other people. You know, we see this more often today with atheism. Atheism historically has been not as aggressive as you see it today. But today it has become much more aggressive to want to stop or challenge other people because of their belief in God. And, you know, the rhetoric that we see coming from so many different sectors where people have rhetoric against individuals because of their Christian beliefs, because of their values, just like in the attack against Senator Rand Paul, his next door neighbor, a doctor, another medical doctor, attacked and broke several of his ribs. Again, I guess we're going to wait on what the ultimate motive was, but it seems as though the ultimate motive was that guy that was next door to him was a socialist. He was completely on the other end of the ideological spectrum of Rand Paul, particularly on health care. He wanted to have universal health care. And what we're seeing here is there is no control or self-control of certain people that either hate God or hate conservative or Judeo-Christian values. We saw this with Floyd Corkins going against the Family Research Council in 2012 because of rhetoric that he consumed from the Southern Poverty Law Center, tried to commit mass murder. We saw it with the guy in Washington, D.C., tried to commit mass murder against the Republicans because he didn't like their conservative values. He was a Facebook friend of the Southern Poverty Law Center, followed the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, we have called and we repeatedly and continue to call for civil dialogue and respect. You know, the Judeo-Christian ethic, the Judeo-Christian foundation of God is that there is a God and he created each one of us in his own image. And each person, because of that, is entitled to dignity and respect. We need to come back to our basic foundation principles. Yes, we can have disagreements. We're not going to agree on everything, obviously. But we need to have civility and respect. And Matt, as you said, this is a spiritual issue. We need revival in our land again. And as the scripture said that in 2 Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves and pray, then God will hear their prayer, forgive their sins, and heal our land. And certainly that is what we need today in America. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember Liberty Council in your prayers and in your financial support. Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.